Greetings, dear family. On occasion, we receive an email asking us about the timing of the rapture. As we all know from Scripture in Matthew 24:36, but about that day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. In His merciful and perfect timing, Father God will give Jesus the go-ahead to come and get His bride. I remember as a child, we would have rapture drills in our household. My mother would have us prepare for the rapture by dropping down on our knees, repenting of our sins, and asking the Lord to help us be ready for when He comes to gather His church. Even as an adult, I would remind my daughter of the first thing she should do if she sensed in her spirit that the Lord was coming. When I was called to the mountain, I asked Brittany one last time what she would do if she felt the rapture was upon us. She replied, "Mom, I know what to do. You've told me many times. I humbly drop to my knees, repent of my sins, and pray urgently for God's mercy." I said, smiling, "Oh, I told you that before? Good that you remembered." We laughed, and Brittany quipped, "Only about a bazillion times." Jesus began speaking. "Take heed, dear ones, and stay vigilant to keep your eyes open, so that you will not be deceived by religious leaders and false prophets who may lead you astray and away from me. Be watchful of those who claim to have knowledge from above. If their words do not line up with mine, then their teachings will not ring true. Many will profess to have answers for troubled souls needing guidance in turbulent times. These are deceptive practices that the enemy will use to lull you into a false sense of security. If you start to believe these lies, then your thinking will become askew and will not align with my mind or the words I have given my true servants. The raising of my church into heaven will be in close proximity to horrific and terrible war. It will seem endless and will engulf the whole world. Chaos, conflicts, ethnic battles, wickedness, and division in homes, regionally and globally, will substantially intensify. Disputes among nations will escalate, and food shortages will continue to rise. I don't say these words to alarm you, my people. I say them to continue to forewarn you. Earthquakes will increase. Pestilence will tragically spread worldwide, and persecution of my followers will be magnified. My Father has yet to reveal the day I will return for my bride. If you study my word, you will read that it is not for you to know times or seasons, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. That's in Acts 1:7-8. I speak to you today to put urgency into your steps and faithful determination in your service for the kingdom of God. If you stay true to the end, you will be rewarded in heaven. You will receive positions of authority in the coming millennium and have tremendous joy in knowing that we will spend all of eternity together. And that was the end of his message. I was reviewing some passages in the Bible, and here are some hints about the rapture and how we can best prepare for this near future event. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. and so we will be with the Lord forever. That's found in 1 Thessalonians 4:16 and 17. And in 1 Corinthians 15:51 and 52, it states, "Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a flash, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed." Now here Paul reminds us in Philippians 3:13 and 14 of how we can press in and be forearmed for what is to come. "Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." Amen and amen. God bless you and guide you, dear heart dwellers. Thank you so much for your loving support and prayers. We are supporting an additional 9 brothers and sisters on the mountain and in the desert this summer, bringing us to a whopping total of 23. If you can spare a little extra for food to feed these hungry tummies, we would greatly appreciate it. We love you, dear family, and are praying for you.